This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, cameras in the studio everywhere I look. You can watch this show live when we do it in the morning, and then it loops throughout the day. And on the weekends, it's like a best of. Go to RadioAlice.com/watch. And it takes you right to the Looking Glass. Actually, I like what they've been doing, too, on Instagram, the Alice973 Instagram. Sometimes it'll be like a clip of the day kind of thing.
Right, Vaughn's been posting.
Yeah, good
and
job.
And he tweets it, too, and Facebook's
tweets.
Stuff too.
Stay off of Twitter, man. It's no good.
Hey, the Intercom wants us on Twitter.
Oh, all right. Well, then, yes, that's well done.
Radio.com,
RadioAlice.com, Twitter, Instagram. We're everywhere. Just try to get away from us. You can't.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by your mom.
Thanks, Ma. She does sizzle.
She likes the tanning still, huh?
She doesn't.
Oh, she doesn't tan anymore?
No. She looks good, though. She sent me a picture yesterday.
Oh, boy.
She's just trying to torture me because she knows I'm doing a dryuary. So she sent me a picture with an ice cold martini. Like the glass was just
martini. Good for her.
She's a martini girl.
Yeah. She goes, 6 more days. I'm like, dude, what month are you in? Like, I got 9 days.
You call your mom dude?
Dude! Huh. Yes.
I'm going to be a martini person when I get older.
You are?
I don't really do martinis, but when I get older, I will.
I like martinis.
You do?
Why are you waiting? What are you waiting for?
Because I don't drink straight.
It is basically straight.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't do it often, but I'll do an ice cold vodka martini with nothing. Please put some olives in it. Fine, I'm down with that. I know those are better.
I mean, I'll
drink
it for the olives. I love olives.
Yeah, I love the olives. But I do those lemon drops, and that's all. I mean, I guess there's lemon
sugar
in there.
Though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like those.
I don't need the sugar.
I've had people buy those, obviously many years ago, but buy the lemon drop shot.
Yeah.
And you get it and you pop it and it's fine, but after you're like, ugh, that's like Kool-Aid or something.
Depends if they mix
it with.
Well,
that's what makes you want to drink more, though.
When they make it with real lemon and it's, you know, and there's some lemon liqueur or something in it or something, but mostly it's vodka.
Mm. I'll just take the vodka straight.
Yeah, I don't
keep your lemon.
Oh,
that's nice to sip. And what's funny about like drinking martinis is at first you're like, ugh, straight liquor, and then about
three.
I was thinking three sips in.
Oh,
suddenly it's like that is hitting the spot.
Anyway, thanks, Mom. Here's what's happening. So we'll begin with this story about a 58-year-old Fresno man. I'm not trying to, because the guy died. I mean, he's in some way, shape, or form, he was a criminal. He was running from police.
This is in the know.
He's not a nice man in that sense. He's a criminal running from police. A 58-year-old guy in the know, as you just called it.
Well, I got it from Uzi,
it's the no.
He was escaping police on Monday when he died after driving his silver Mercedes sedan at over 100 miles an hour and jumping the San Joaquin River. They say he cleared the whole thing. He jumped over 300 feet. They think he jumped 400 feet. Unfortunately, unlike in the movies, the car went into a spin and he landed on the other side. He landed this thing.
So he shot this
dry thing,
what, like off a cliff?
Wow.
Like what? Where did he shoot this thing off of?
He hit a lip, they say.
It launched him.
He traveled some 330 feet across the rivers. The police were stunned. In fact, the quote is, in my 20 years,
get Blaze of Glory, please, by Bon Jovi. Blaze of Glory, we're going to need that.
In my 20 years, I've never seen a vehicle travel close to that distance.
It must have just, the physics must have been just perfect.
The pursuit, well, no, because he landed on the roof.
Well, no, but I mean to clear that,
get
that far.
The police pursuit.
That's the length of a football field. That's over the length of a football field.
Right. is exactly
right.
He shot
like a rocket into the air, and the trajectory, the gravity didn't pull him down. He just kept on going.
The police pursuit began when officers say they noticed a swerving car with the driver refusing to pull over. Initially, the chase was slow, and the guy was driving 30 miles per hour, but then he sped off.
Oh, he was like, I know what I'm going to do.
Witnesses say he pulled a U-turn in a spot near the river, aiming straight for it. Doing 100, hit a lip, launched. The pictures of the car, which I actually...
Wait, so there's no shots of him going up?
No, I looked everywhere for the shots of him making the jump.
Oh, my God.
Unfortunately, this is the one time when nobody had a camera phone on.
Right.
To capture the
launch.
The
world has let us down.
But the video of the car, I mean, he went that far and landed on the top of the car.
Wow.
So he didn't land wheels down. But it's...
Are you going to give me my blaze of glory?
He's
dead?
Yeah,
he died.
He died. Landed on the top. That's a picture of the car.
Oh, no, I want the song.
All right, here you go.
Yeah, it's... That's a dude who's not going back to jail.
No. In a blaze.
I don't know that he was ever in jail, but you do know what I mean, where the guy says, they're not going to take me back.
Right. Not alive.
Not alive.
They'll never take me alive.
I've seen too many movies and know nothing about real life. So there you go, everyone. I don't know his story at all. I have no idea. But I do think,
love that he made the leap, though. That is incredible.
I'm either going to clear this and I'm going to make the getaway of a lifetime, or I'm going to die.
Mm. One of those. Here we go. Shot down. No.
All right. The U.S. Department of Transportation has just proposed new rules that would bring an end to this era of emotional support animals on planes.
Yeah, this needs to stop. I hate to say it because there are people who...
Why do you hate to say it?
Because I do think that the rules about dogs and cats, or sort of normal pet animals, it's not good. John worked in luggage at an airport for like Delta when we lived in St. Louis. And he was like, it's horrifying for those animals. Like, to be in the cargo hold is it's awful.
So scary,
it's freezing.
Right?
They're freaking out. They don't know what's happening. And, you know, these long, it's terrible. He's like, animals die fairly regularly from this.
Yeah.
So I do think that if you've got a carry-on that you can put under, and you can, that don't call it a support animal. Let somebody pay a $50 fee or whatever and bring their cat or dog on the plane.
Well, you are correct in that many people calling their animal a support animal are merely trying to keep their animal from being put in a crate under the plane. So I do agree with you there that it's a loophole they have found. And so it's not a support animal. It's just they don't want their animal...
Because they love their animal. It's a family member.
And I understand that.
Absolutely.
I had dogs. I don't have one at the moment, but I absolutely loved my Willa.
But you have it. But Willa is a big dog. She does not fit in the overhead compartment.
And she actually did have to fly under the plane.
Oh, the poor thing.
Well, it was one of those things. Well, she had to take medicine because she already had anxiety.
Right.
To begin with, that was a dog that tore a door. She locked herself in the bathroom. I don't know how she did it, but
this was at your last new house.
Yes.
Brand new house.
And tore through the door to get out. Like, that dog lost her because she went into the bathroom and her dumb tail kicked the door shut.
Yeah.
And then she broke out. Tore the door down. Dingbat.
I had a dog that, Daisy. I was at Larry's house in Santa Cruz.
Larry!
And so we put her in there because we were going out and because he had cats. And when I got home, there was blood all over the door because she was scratching her way through and her poor paws were so bloodied by it. And I just felt awful because she was trying to get out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, darling, we were keeping you safe from those awful cats.
That's horrible.
It looks like what you're going to have to do if you want to travel with your pet is you're going to have to drive.
Yeah.
That's going to be the way that has to go. And I have to do it with my mom.
Right.
I do it with my mom all the time.
Right.
You guys are now aware. I've done it a bunch of times.
Right.
Well, she's
I
bringing
fly
her dog
down
with her.
And drive back.
That's what she needs.
So if the rules take effect, which they're looking at, and it likely will, the only service animals that would be allowed on flights are dogs. That means no pigs, no miniature horses, turkeys, peacocks, just dogs.
All
cats.
Of these things have been on flights.
Right.
It's incredible.
The DOT, or the Department of Transportation, worded their proposal carefully because they don't want anyone to feel like support animals are real.
Sure.
But they don't want people to feel like they're being prejudiced against. It's just the reality is that there's people have been taking advantage of the rule.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but your emotional support peacock cannot fly. I mean, it's just, you know,
they
other
say,
people are flying too. What is this, you know, one
well,
of those chicken
experts
trucks?
Experts say don't bring your dogs, don't bring your animals.
No.
They're better off at home. Get
or
someone
with a trusted
to take
friend,
care of them.
Right.
Yeah, even the WAG hotels or whatever, leave your pets at home. Yeah. As
they're
much as you need
down,
them.
They say to because the false claim that pets are service animals when they're not service animals. Mm. Service animals are like a blind, like
yes.
guide dogs for the blind.
Right.
That's a service animal.
Yeah.
Yeah. The end.
Well, you can go online for $75, get that certificate and go, yeah, I got my, here's the paperwork.
Yep.
Anyone can do it.
The number of complaints about wild service animals on flights has jumped from around 700 in 2013 to more than 3,000 5 years later.
Jesus.
The president of the Association of Flight Attendants says
quote.
They're happy with the proposal. The days of Noah's Ark in the air are finally coming to an end.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's bad. It's hard enough to travel without the dude with a pot-bellied pig on his lap next to you. Like,
you know,
really,
trippy.
This is what I'm sitting next to?
And I don't have a...
Literally a pig.
It's a third world chicken truck I'm driving on here.
I sort of was raised by a dude who was pretty black and white about things, and he wasn't sort of the...
Vince Sr.
Yeah, Vince Sr. Mm-hmm. You don't have a right to fly. You don't have a right to a house. You have to work your ass off. You have to follow the... Like, these are the
you
way...
Follow the
that's
rules.
That's the way he sort of put things into my head as
I
a young
agree.
Man. And so as a grown-up, I've tried to be more flexible as I've... You know, everybody's got a story. And everybody's got their reason for needing what they need. But I do feel like... Is... Flying a right?
No, it's not.
So the idea that you have to have your animal, no, well, maybe you just don't fly.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
you got to drive.
You need to make other arrangements. Mm-hmm. Or fly private.
Well,
that's
I mean,
what you got to do.
I understand.
Because we all have that kind of money.
Well, that's
Sarah.
What I'm saying. Like, you have to, you know,
fly
okay,
that.
If you've got to fly with your animal, work real hard, build a company, and get a private jet. That'll solve all your problems.
So that's another thing that's
probably
been sort
won't
of,
even need an emotional support animal anymore.
Obviously,
says,
go ahead.
415 Vinny, so many texts are coming in. There was a service animal in my gym yesterday. It was a pug. Seriously? Poor thing got kicked a couple times.
Mm. Oh.
Oh, my
Maybe
goodness.
Maybe they actually hate that
gym?
Animal. Bringing you to the gym.
Oh,
to get
this
kicked.
Is another thing I was thinking. My daughter is horribly allergic to most animals. Also, pets on flights has been awful.
Yeah, that
that's
is
another thing.
Recycled air.
I mean, shucks, they took out peanuts, right?
Mm. 925 says, while I do fully support the need or use of support animals, it needs to be within reason. As a person with a severe bird phobia, yes,
oh.
birds,
oh.
if someone were to bring a support bird on the plane, it would freak me out, and I would be in complete terror. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't... That's where
everybody's got
to...
their story, Vinny. You just said it. Everybody's got their story.
It's one of those things.
Everybody
where...
work real hard, get yourself a private jet. Then you could do whatever the F you want in your plane. But yeah, I don't want a bunch of animals on my plane. Oh, that dog just pooped. Oh God, it's I can smell it. It's every oh everyone can smell it. Oh right, recycled air.
Yikes. Yikes. Right. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Game of Thrones
is over.
A new ending.
Come on.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.